Today, we begin Lesson 19 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. We are in the fifth perek, and today we will study the fifth and sixth Mishnah. Mishnah He and Vov of Perek He. We have already studied in earlier Mishnayos in our perek about a fundamental machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding hektesh to'us, that even though it is agreed that a neder, a vow b'to'us, a vow made in error by mistake, is invalid, has no force, but a vow to designate something as hektesh, for example, an animal as a korban, or money as funds for the Beit HaKabayis, for the Beis HaMikdosh, such a vow, Beis Shammai says, that hektesh to'us hektesh, that such a vow is invalid, is valid. Beis Hillel, however, says, Eino hektesh, that just like a neder b'to'us is invalid, has no force, so too hektesh made in error b'to'us has no force. In this Mishnah we will see that this machlokes continues and extends not only to hektesh but to Nezirus as well. The Mishnah paints a fascinating, dramatic scenario. Hoyu mahalachin baderech. If there are a group walking along the road, the group consists of six people. V'yechad bo kenegdon. And in the distance, a seventh person is approaching. And the six begin a discussion as to who that person approaching from afar is. Omar echod mehen, so one of the six says, Hareini nozir shezeh ploni. It's a kind of a bet in which he says, I think that that person is Shimon Goldberg, and I am willing to bet and be a nozir. That's how certain I am that that is Shimon so-and-so. That is Ploni. V'yechod Omar, another one of the six, is convinced, no, it is not Ploni. It is not Shimon Ploni. Hareini nozir she'ein zeh Ploni. And he says, I'm willing to bet and to say that I'll be a nozir because that's how sure I am that that person is not Shimon. Hareini nozir she'echod mikem nozir. The third person says, I'll be a nozir because I'm so certain that one of you is a nozir. Now you would think that this third person, no matter what, whether the person in the distance is Ploni or is not Ploni, the third person is a nozir because one of the first two was a nozir. So we might think. What are we up to? A fourth person says, She'ein echod mikem nozir. I'll be a nozir if one of you is not a nozir. So if one of you is correct and therefore not a nozir, I'm a nozir. The fifth person says, She'shneichem nazirim. I am a nozir if both of you are nazirim. And the sixth person says, Shekulchem nazirim. All the rest of you, all five of you are nazirim. And if all five of you are nazirim, I'm a nazir too. So who's a nazir here and who's not? Presumably, although the Mishnah does not complete the scenario just yet, we don't know yet who this person in the distance is, whether he is Ploni, not Ploni. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says it doesn't matter. Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim. Each one of them said those key words, Hareini Nozir. Even that person who says Hareini Nazir, that's Shimon, and it was not Shimon, he's also a Nazir. What are you going to tell me? He made a toast. He thought it was Shimon, it was not Shimon. So what? For Beis Shammai, Nazirus v'Toos is Nazirus. Just like Hekdesh Toos is Hekdesh. So therefore the person is a Nazir. And consequently, all of them are Nazirim. Because they all said, Hareini Nazir. And no matter what their conditions were, and whether or not the condition of their statement was met, doesn't matter for Beis Shammai. Because even if their conditions were not met, that statement Hareini Nazir binds them, and the toos that they made, the error that they made, doesn't matter for Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir Elo Mi Shelo Niskaimu Devorov. Now the Gemara has a discussion about this phrase, Mi Shelo Niskaimu Devorov, because literally it would mean that Beis Hillel says that the only one who is a Nazir, the only ones who are Nazirim, are the ones whose words were not fulfilled. There is a position of Abaya in the Gemara that does not change those words, leaves them as they stand, Mishalon is Kaimu Devorov, and interprets the Mishnah a little differently than I interpreted it. However, the conclusion of the Gemara is to simply strike the word Shalom, and to read it as if it read, Eino Nazir Elo Mishenizkaimu Devorov. The only one who is a Nazir is that one who indeed his bet was correct. He was right. For example, the first person said, Hareini Nazir Shezeh Ploni. If that person approaching is indeed Ploni, number one is a Nazir. The second one in this instance said, Hareini Nazir She'ein Zeh Ploni. Well, he's not a Nazir, because it is Ploni. The third one who said, Hareini Nazir She'echod Mikem Nazir, is a Nazir, because the first one is a Nazir, so one of the first two are Nazirim, and so down the line. But only the person whose condition was fulfilled, who said, I'm a Nazir, on the condition that is indeed Ploni, that person is a Nazir. If the person who said, I'm a Nazir, on the condition that's not Ploni, and indeed it was Ploni, so his statement of Hareini Nazir was based on a mistake, and therefore he is not a Nazir, because Beis Hillel holds, Hekdesh or Nazirus Betoos is not Nazirus. Rabbi Tarfon comes along and offers a different position based on a different lomdus entirely. Because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing over the issue of whether Nazirus Betoos is Nazirus or not. Rabbi Tarfon says, Ein Echod Behem Nazir. No one, not a one of these six is a Nazir. Because Rabbi Tarfon says that there's a Tanai in Nazirus. There's a condition in the laws of a commitment to becoming a Nazir. And that condition is that at the time that a commitment to Nazirus is expressed, it must be expressed absolutely clearly, with no ambiguity, no doubt, but with absolute certainty. The Pasuk in Parshas Noso, which speaks about a person becoming a Nazir, reads, Ish, etc., ki yafli lindor neder Nazir. A person who expresses, and Rabbi Tarfon understands kiyafli means to express clearly and unambiguously. Chazal Darshan, this is Rabbi Tarfon's position, lo nitno nazirus elo lahaflo'o. Nazirus can only take effect if it is expressed with absolute clarity. That's the meaning of haflo'o in this context. And therefore, since at the time these six people made their statement committing them to Nazirus, it was not at all clear as to whether they would be Nazirim or not, so those statements have no effect, and not one of them is a Nazir. That's Mishneh. Now we move on to Mishneh Vav, which continues the scenario with a little twist. The six people are walking and they're arguing, it is Ploni, it's not Ploni, I'm a Nazir if one of you is right, I'm a Nazir if both of you are right, etc. Hirtiya la achorov. The Ploni in the distance who's approaching suddenly puts on the brakes and turns around and walks in the same direction they're walking, and they can't catch up to him and they don't know who he was. Hirtiya li achorov. So the Tanakhama says, the Tanakhama here is Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Nozir. In such a situation, no one is a Nozir. Because for each commitment, we have a Sofek. Was it Ploni? Was it not Ploni? Etc. And Sofek Nizirus Lohokel. The Tanakhama in this Mishnah holds from the principle that in a situation where there is a sofek naziros, a doubt, is he a nazir, is he not a nazir, we rule leniently and he is not a nazir. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, because Rabbi Shimon is convinced that all of them are a nazir misofek, because maybe it was Ploni, maybe it was not Ploni, and everything else falls into line. So there's a sofek about all six. And he believes, Sofek Nizirus Lahachmir, that a person who is in doubt, was this a legitimate Nizirus, was it not a legitimate Nizirus commitment, must conduct himself as a Nazir out of concerns of stringency, to be stringent, to be Machmir. So what's a person to do? Yomar, each of the six should say, Im hoya kidvorai, if my words were true. For example, person number one in this scenario would say, if that person approaching was indeed Ploni, so, Hareni Nozir Chova. I am a Nozir Chova. I'm obligated to be a Nozir. I said, Hareni Nozir Imze Ploni. And on the chance that it was Ploni, I'm a Nozir. V'yimla, but it was not Ploni, but someone else. I hereby commit myself, Hareni Nazir Nedova. I am a voluntary new Nozir. The reason he has to do this, according to Rabbi Shimon, is because since it's a Sofek, and at the end of the Nazirus, he will have to bring Korbanos. If he was not a Nazir, he cannot bring these Korbanos. These Korbanos do not have the Kedushas HaKorban of the Korbanos required for Nazirus. And therefore he would be bringing non-sanctified Behemos as a Korban. And that's the prohibition of Havoas chulin boazora, bringing a non-sanctified animal to the temple for a korban is not permitted. It must be sanctified. But the only person who can sanctify these korbanos is a person who is a bona fide nazir. And on the chance that he is not a nazir, he's bringing chulin loazora. So therefore, he has to cover all of his bases and say, if my words originally committed me to a Nazirus, I'm a Nazir Chova, and my Karbanos come from my obligation. If my words were not true, and my original commitment was not a commitment to Nazirus, because that fellow was not Ploni, then I hereby commit myself now as a Nedova to a voluntary Nazirus. At the end of the term of my Nazirus, I can, as a Nazir, sanctify these Karbanos, and it's not a problem of chulin bo'azoro. And so we have finished lesson number 19.